knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter's calling for you. Download our rendezvous.
Download our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Your 12th peanut butter and jelly cracker.
No, it isn't.
It's the 13th. The 13th? How can you do it?
It's okay. I'm not superstitious.
I'm coming!
Hi.
Hello.
I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
Oh, gee, he's down at the beach.
Oh, well, I guess I should have called first. But I wanted to surprise him.
Oh.
I'm Grace Thompson.
How do you do? I'm Janet Wood.
Hello.
Would you like to come in?
Thank you.
Okay. Grace, yeah, right. You're the cruise ship. I mean, you're the social director on the cruise ship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jack and I met just before my last trip.
Uh-huh, Labor Day weekend.
Well, how'd you remember that?
Oh, that's the weekend Jack was missing.
Oh.
Boy, oh, boy, that must have been some bon voyage party.
Oh, we didn't make the party.
Really? Geez, the way Jack was talking, he must have made something. Care for coffee?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh.
Gee, I was hoping Jack would be home. Do you think I have to wait long?
Not once he gets here.
Well, did you...
You like to sit down?
Oh, no, thank you. I have to see some relatives tonight. Why don't you tell him that I'll be at the hotel?
Okay, what hotel?
He'll know.
Oh, what room?
He'll know.
Oh, is there anything else?
He'll know.
Right?
Okay, bye, goodbye.
Wow, Jack has some fantastic stuff in the refrigerator.
Jack had some fantastic stuff out here, too.
Peaches are fantastic.
Oh, no, peaches. No, 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 Chrissy, no. Jack said those were for tonight's dinner.
Oh, no.
Water, water.
Hi, boy, have you been down on the beach all this time jogging?
Not all the time. I had to stop and watch some of the girls jiggling. Juggling. Jogging. Jogging.
Yeah, you had to watch.
Well, you know, Janet, it's good to study form.
Oh, speaking of form, Jack, wait till I tell you who was just...
Chrissy!
Jack!
Those peaches were for a peach melba. You just ruined our dinner.
I'm sorry, Jack, I forgot.
Jack? Jack?
No, hang on. You know what your trouble is, Chrissy? You are a compulsive eater.
I am not. I'm just always hungry.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, I suppose we can always have the ice cream.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, Chrissy.
Hey, Jack. Jack, listen, I think that you are really going to be interested.
All I'm interested in is those peaches.
So what, Jack? So she ate a bowl of peaches.
Yeah. There's no reason to make me feel like the pits.
Oh, sure, Chrissy. Go ahead and laugh. I suppose it's not your fault, you know. I mean, women have very little self-control.
What? Wait a minute. Where'd you get an idea like that?
That women have no self-control?
Yeah.
Well, it's a well-known scientific fact.
Oh, it is. Well, I'll tell you another well-known scientific fact. That's a crock.
Oh, come on, Janet. Just look around you. If women could control their urges, there wouldn't be any department stores.
All right. And if men could control their urges, there wouldn't be any maternity shops.
Are you saying that men have no self-control?
Yes.
You're saying that to me?
Right.
Moi, uh-huh. A man living with two women?
Oh, come on, Jack. We all know there's only one thing that makes you have self-control with us.
What's that?
Us.
Hold it.
Yeah, Jack. Remember, we know how you act with other girls.
Boy, that's right. Sometimes, Jack, I think the birds and the bees tell their kids about Jack Tripper.
Are you saying that I personally have no willpower?
Yeah.
That, in effect, I am a spineless jellyfish?
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, you're taking this much too serious, Jack. Let's just forget it, because I got something to tell you. Just
forget it, Jenna. I don't want to forget it. You know, I have pride, too, you know. You're saying that I have no self-control when it comes to women.
Okay, you have self-control when it comes to women, okay?
You don't believe that.
I sure don't.
And you don't believe it either.
Jack, please, there is no way that you and I can prove who's right here, so let's just forget it.
Well, wait a minute, sure we can prove it. I bet you we could prove it if, a bet. That's it. Well, then we'll see who has more self-control. We'll bet.
Oh, Jack, come on, let's just forget it, okay?
Quack, quack, quack. Chickening out, huh? Quack, quack, quack. Looks like the jellyfish is on the other foot now.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay, big guy. I'll bet you. You asked for this.
Okay, what?
I'll bet you that Chrissy here can give up food longer than you can give up women.
I can.
Sure you can. You have more willpower than this person.
I do.
All right, then it's a bet?
It is a bet.
It is?
Come on, let's lay down the rules. Chrissy, you will have no more food. Chrissy, give me the peaches. Give me the peaches, Chrissy. Give me the peaches. All right, you will have no more. Nah! You will have no food, Chrissy. All you get to have is water. Yes. And Jack, you will have no women. There will be no kissing, no necking, no touching, no nothing.
I can handle it.
No handling. And I'm going to be keeping my eye on you.
Well, I'll be keeping my eye on Chrissy. As a matter of fact, I'm taking inventory of every crumb of food in this apartment right now.
Go ahead.
Janet, I don't think we can win, you know, my appetite.
Yeah, Chrissy, but Jack doesn't know about Grace.
Who's Grace?
She's our ace in the hole.
Hello? Oh, hi. Well, just a minute. Mrs. Roper called, and she's going to the supermarket tomorrow and wants to know if we need anything.
Oh, that's nice. Sure. Thank you. Hello? Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, we could. Some potatoes. Mm-hmm. And some cheddar cheese.
Oh.
And a dozen eggs. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Mrs. Roper, we got this little contest going up here.
No kidding. You mean Jack is going to give up women? Oh, that's going to be very difficult for him. Maybe I should send Stanley up to give him some pointers. Oh, well, listen, Janet, tell Chrissy to take up reading to get her mind off food. See, I'm into this wonderful new book. It's called What You Can Do With Your Brain. And, well, the first chapter is How to Make Your Husband More Romantic. The other chapters... Who cares? Okay, Janet, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Ellen, you have to talk so loud. I'm trying to get some rest.
Oh, that was the kids upstairs. Jack and the girls are having an argument about who has the most willpower, men or women.
Who's defending the men? Well, personally, I think men have more willpower, but I can't prove it.
Stanley, you've been proving it for the last 20 years.
Oh, hey, Stanley, don't go. Come here, sit down. I want to read you something. Come on. Listen to this. In all of nature, there is nothing more perfect than the basic attraction of man toward woman, woman toward man. What do you think?
I think I want to go to bed.
It works! Wait for me, Stanley! Wait for me!
Yuck. Water. All I've had for 24 hours is water. Hot water, cold water, ice water. I think I'm going to drown.
Chrissy, come on, now, don't think that way. Just think how good you're going to look. You know, some people go for days without anything.
So do camels, and who wants to look like a camel?
Chrissy, this fasting is cleaning out your whole system.
Oh, wonderful. I'll be the cleanest girl in the cemetery.
Chrissy.
Oh, it's no use, Janet. I cannot live without food. I
Chrissy,
can't.
No. Chrissy, now listen to me. It is not going to be much longer. I'm telling you, Jack's about to crack.
Crack? Oh, just a few crackers?
Oh, Chrissy. Listen, just think about Jack for a minute. No women all weekend. He must be going bananas.
Bananas? Oh, I want a banana.
Chrissy, look, Jack still doesn't know about Grace. She called Chrissy, and I told her to come over. Remember sexy Grace?
Here it is, hot out of the oven. Chrissy's favorite dish, barbecue chicken.
Jack, that is not fair.
Doesn't it look scrumptious, Chrissy? Wouldn't you like to sink your teeth into that?
Come on, Chrissy, fight it off. Want me to get you a glass of water?
I'd rather have a glass of chicken.
Oh, Jack, would you get this stupid thing out of here?
What's the matter, Chrissy? No willpower? It's only a chicken, just a silly-looking bird with legs. Long, beautiful legs. Curvaceous. Firm, plump breasts. You're right, Jack. I better get this stupid-looking thing out of here. That must be Pizza Man.
Pizza? No, he's a no pizza.
Jack! At last!
Grace! Oh, no!
Jack, I have missed you.
She missed him again, too.
Great. Grace, what are you doing in town?
Didn't Janet tell you?
Tell me?
Well, Jack, I tried and I tried and tried, but see, you've been so busy talking about willpower, it went right out of my head. Oh.
I get it.
Oh, you do?
Well, I've only got one thing to say.
What's that, Jack?
The bet's off.
No, Chrissy, you let the jellyfish take the first bite.
What did you call me?
Jack. It's been so long.
Oh, hold it. It might be a little longer.
Jack, You stop teasing me. You know how to turn me on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Grace, I don't mean to be teasing you. It's just, don't you find it a touch crowded in here?
Oh, I understand. Let's go to my room. I will fix up something just for the two of us. Candles on the table. The champagne will be ready.
So will I.
I'm staying in the same place as last time.
The same place? You mean with the water bed?
You remember?
Don't keep me waiting.
Well, what do you think of your jellyfish now?
Didn't think I could keep my cool, did you?
Going somewhere?
I wanted to take a breath of fresh air.
So you got all dressed for that?
Huh? Well, you never know who else might be out here breathing.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Take a breath.
Oh, okay. Whew, I needed that. Now I can really sleep.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Warden.
tiptoed in the kitchen for an ice cube you were going to eat.
And you thought you were going to catch me.
How did you know I was here?
Refrigerator doors don't wear sneakers.
Good morning, Janet. And look who's here, little Chrissy. Couldn't hold out, huh?
And how are you holding up?
Hey, I'm cool, real cool.
Oh, really?
Look what we have to start off with, girls. Delicious, fresh orange juice.
Is that how Grace starts her breakfast? Oh, I'm so sorry, Jack.
No problem. No problem at all. Here, do it yourself. Eggs for everybody?
Oh, no, Jack, just for me. Chrissy isn't eating. She's just here to keep us company.
That's right.
Yeah, she loves to watch you cook. You do it with such grace.
Oh. Thank you. That's a very nice compliment. Thank you very much.
Oh, a tomato omelet.
Do you want cheese in your eggs, Janet?
Oh, Jack, anything you like. Just so long as they're not too Gracie.
Well, do you want breakfast or not?
Sure.
Well, okay, then I don't want to hear another word out of you two. You understand? Not one more word.
Well, is it okay if we sing?
You can do anything but talk.
Amazing.
All right, hold it. I know what you're trying to do, but it's useless. Do you see this? It's having no effect on me at all. Do you understand? None at all.
Oh, goody. I've never had scrambled toast before.
Now, look, Janet.
What? I'll get it. Remember to say grace before you eat.
Oh, good morning, Chrissy.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Thanks. I just really came up to see how you're doing. You know, I really don't understand this silly contest of yours.
Oh, it's not silly. You see, if Jack has any kind of fun at all with a girl, he loses. And if I die of starvation, I win.
Look, Chrissy, I brought you something to keep you from getting hungry.
Food?
No, this book.
Oh, I'm not that hungry.
No, Chrissy, it's something I read in this book on self-hypnosis. Now, come on, I want you to sit down over here and close your eyes and just relax. Oh, look, I'll get that. You just keep relaxing. Just let yourself go to limp.
When do I get my breakfast?
Shh. I'm trying to teach Chrissy how to hypnotize herself.
Hypnotism? Nobody believes in that baloney.
Stanley, please, I'm trying to turn her off food.
Why don't you let her taste some of your cooking?
Chrissy, take a deep breath. Now just let yourself go and say, I am not hungry. I am not hungry. Say that.
I am not hungry.
Again.
I am not hungry. I am not hungry.
Good. Now, wake up. How do you feel?
Great.
You see?
I'd feel a lot better if I had a sandwich, though.
No. Oh, well, Chrissy, just keep working at it. Some people take a little longer than others to get it. Come on, Stanley, I'll fix your breakfast. Stanley.
I am not hungry.
This is so delicious.
You're a great cook, Jack. Lousy company, but a great cook.
Chrissy!
Are you ready to give up? Jack, that's a very good idea.
Men never give up.
I know. That's why wars last so long.
Chrissy!
Did you call me?
Yes. It's your turn to wash the dishes.
Why should I? I didn't dirty them. I shouldn't have to clean them.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be happy to take out the garbage.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't trust you with this garbage. I'll take it out.
No, no, you won't, Jack. You are not leaving this apartment.
Why? I'm only going to drop off the garbage.
Where? At Grace's hotel? Garbage is a two-way street, Jack.
Okay, this has gone far enough. I'm going to put an end to this once and for all.
What are you going to do? What are you... Oh, chocolate cake. No, that's Chrissy's favorite.
Yeah, I know.
Chrissy, looky, looky.
Chocolate cake.
Are you ready to call it quits now?
Yes,
no,
yes.
I'm not. I
must have this cake.
All for my dead body, Chrissy.
No, please, Chrissy.
Jack, where have you been? I waited and I waited. I can't wait for you to come back. How much time?
Eat your cake!
I gotta have this cake.
I can't let you have it.
Give Chrissy the cake.
Give Chrissy the cake.
Say, Chrissy, want to call it a draw?
Yes.
Come here, Grace. All right, on the count of three, Chrissy, we both start nibbling. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh. Jack, you made me lose.
Jack, are you all right?
What's the matter?
My back. It's my back went out.
Oh, no. That's it. Bye, Jack.
No, wait, Grace. It'll be okay in a couple of hours.
My ship sails at midnight. You people are crazy. And thanks to you, all I've had for my weekend ashore is a weekend ashore.
No, Grace, could you just... Grace, please, maybe if you massaged it a little, Grace.
Hey, don't worry about it, Jack. You won the bet.
Yeah, I won the bet, but the prize just left.
Want some?
No, thanks, Chrissy. I'm not in the mood.
You're feeling 10 years younger. Overcome with desire. Now, Stanley, when I snap my fingers, you're gonna take me in your manly arms, shower me with kisses, and make mad, passionate love to me.
Oh, no. Hello, Stanley.
I am not hungry.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.